This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
This is Barry Brappard with the Cops Office, and with us today is Chief Bill Denke, Sequan Tribal Police Department. Chief Denke is here to talk with us about tribal law enforcement partnerships. Now, Chief, as a chief of a tribal police department, what local, state, or federal agencies have you partnered with to advance public safety efforts?
First, I think it's real important to stress that in order to effectively provide a seamless application of law enforcement services to our respective tribal communities in California, it's essential to have those partnerships with the county, the state, and the federal government. With that being said, on a regular basis, daily basis, we're partnering with the, collaborating with the San Diego County Sheriff's Department from a line level all the way up. We also partner with state agencies such as Department of Justice, federal agencies with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Office of Justice Services, and any other agency or jurisdiction kind of crosses over.
Can you briefly describe a specific initiative or two where you partnered with one of these agencies?
Absolutely. I think one of the most recent successful efforts was concerned with interoperable communications. San Diego County has probably one of the most robust, comprehensive interoperable communication systems probably in the nation, where every law enforcement agency kind of comes together, works off that system. So there's all kinds of common channels where officers can hail officers from other jurisdictions in the county. Until 2 years ago, you were not allowed access into that system. Of course, worst case scenario happened, and it became an impetus for us to really sit down and try to find a workaround. We had a pursuit that started on the reservation, an armed federal fugitive, our officer tried to stop. Pursuit went 10 miles, terminated with a traffic collision. Luckily, nobody was hurt too bad, and the primary suspect was taken into custody. But what was going on was our officer was communicating back to our dispatch via radio. The dispatch had the landline to only one agency, whereas if we were in that system at the time, that would have been broadcasted out to every agency, probably a 30-40 mile radius, wouldn't have went 10 miles, and probably wouldn't have been the only one there on scene trying to apprehend the felony suspects. The good thing that came out of that was before we even had a chance to collaborate with the county on how to fix it, we actually collaborated on the press release about how we were going to address this concern. And what it came down to was basically reworking the governing board's policies to allow tribal officers who were issued special law enforcement commissions from the Bureau of Indian Affairs to have access to that system.
So what challenges have you encountered in forging the partnerships that you have?
Probably the biggest thing has been the misconception or misinterpretation over the years of Public Law 280. We've worked past a lot of that, but it was pretty gross to the point where there were several of non-tribal jurisdictions or entities in California that felt that tribes in the PL 280 state didn't even have the authority to have their own justice systems, let alone police departments or police officers. And we work through that pretty well. It rears its ugly head every once in a while. Some things more tangible, what gets in the way now, probably kind of to do with liability and how that's tied to sovereign immunity. So if we're looking at entering into an MOU with another agency, that concern gets brought up quite a bit. What happens if the tribal officer, there's an excessive force or a tort claim against the officer? How is that going to be handled? What if that officer accesses a database and wasn't authorized to be in that database? How is it going to be handled? Luckily, we're finding workarounds to a lot of that.
Great. Do you have any recommendations for how tribal and non-tribal law enforcement agencies can better partner together?
Absolutely. First, we got to forget a bit about the past and some of the horror stories. I mean, be cognizant of it. Put it to the side and really focus on public safety, make our communities safer. When we're talking tribal jurisdiction, county jurisdiction, state, federal jurisdiction, in order to really successfully find resolve to some of the key issues out there, we're going to have to work outside of our comfort zone. So I think if we really put a focus on collaborative planning and training, we can mitigate a lot of the past concerns.
Well, thank you so much, Chief, for being with us today. And we thank you for your expertise and your time.
Thank you.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office, The COPS Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.